Concours Agricom 2005, épreuve orale d'anglais, texte numéro 16. Comme dessus prescribes bitter pills for France. When he was head of the International Monetary Fund, Michel Comdessus used to tour the world dispensing harsh measures to remedy countries' economic ills. Yesterday, in a private capacity, he prescribed some bitter pills for his compatriots. Mr. Comdessus has been asked by Nicolas Sarkozy, the finance minister, to analyse the reasons for the slowdown in the French economy over the past few decades and to recommend ways of reinvigorating growth. Yesterday, he and his 20-strong team of advisers came up with a 140-page answer. His report is by turns alarming and hopeful. Reform is both urgent and possible. At the heart of the French condition, Mr. Comdessus contests, lies a paradox. On the one hand, France is a rich country, admired around the world for its quality of life, public services, infrastructure and education, and the competitiveness of its big companies. On the other, Mr. Comdessus claims, we are obsessed by the perspective of decline, the feeling that the future is escaping from us, that it will be less gratifying than the past, that our social cohesion is crumbling, that the world is changing to our detriment. The French are right to feel this way, according to the report, because their country's competitiveness is indeed declining. France is failing to respond adequately to the three great challenges of the age: the diffusion of new technology, the ageing of the population, and globalisation. However, the gravity of these threats has been shielded by historically low interest rates, the comparatively poor performance of France's European partners, and the introduction of the euro, which has sheltered the country from the corrective disciplines of external markets. If nothing is done, France's likely rate of annual economic growth will fall from 2.25% today to 1.75% by 2015, simply as a result of the ageing of the population. By then, France will also have amassed a crushing burden of debt. Mr. Comdessus's recommendation is for the government to focus on three core areas of growth: employment, investment, and technological progress. France's rigid labour market should be liberalised to reduce the chronically high level of unemployment. The size of the state and the public debt should be shrunk to create more space for private sector investment. Universities, private sector, researchers and innovative companies must interact better to create a knowledge economy for the 21st century. The successful reforms conducted by Sweden in restructuring the state, Finland in stimulating a knowledge economy, Denmark in modernising the welfare state, and the UK in reforming its labour market show how it is possible to change an economy's trajectory, says Mr. Comdessus. Fin du texte numéro 16.